Morning, everybody. Well, interesting times, is it not? Now, I want people to take notice of this. Okay, we've got groups right across the country getting involved, larger numbers, and we need lots of people doing this. Okay, because it's one way of waking up the victims. Okay, wake up enough victims. A lot of people upset about this. And the reason I say that, when they're upset, obviously political cover is going to be very, very helpful. We are the Magneteers, and we're investigating a major criminal offence, okay? This medical battery. So we need people to get involved, as many people as possible. Political cover, really important. The police have decided that this isn't a matter for them. Same as they decided that the genocide in Gateshead wasn't a matter for them, even though I won an IUPC against them, they still haven't investigated. Neodymium magnets in and around the injection site, we know what's in them. We've got the electron microscope images as well as the patterns of the technology that you've been injected with. This is not a vaccine. It was never a vaccine. Okay. There's a whole other raft of nefarious reasons why they want to get that injected into you. Now, I'm going to give you a number of tools. I want people to use them. Right. Can't do this all myself. We have to have help. We need people to support what we're doing. And I'm going to give you a number of tools. Now, last night, I was doing a talk in Northumberland, and there was a lady, Northumberland Council have just installed LED lights to her street, and she's absolutely terrified, okay, because obviously she's seen some of the stuff I've done. She's absolutely terrified, and what I did, I explained this to her, okay. Local councils in 2018 had already been warned about the dangers to people's eyesight from this type of light emission, okay? Now, your high-pressure sodium, which all optical radiations are known hazard, that's why you see lights in sealants, in diffusers. They're in diffusers for a reason, so you don't get point light source. What we saw in high-pressure sodium is 2,200K, okay? That's why it's got that nice orangey glow, right? It's not safe, but it's in a diffuser. All of a sudden, we see these, which are 6,500, 7,000K, okay? Some of them as bright, as about as optically damaging as possible, no diffuser. And that's why I did a video on this about how these were designed to cause bodily harm. And that's the definition of a weapon, something that's been specifically designed to cause bodily harm, because why would it not have a diffuser on, right? I know the light that comes off them's pretty rubbish, right? However, should still have a diffuser to protect you from these emitters, and they don't have them. And they're significantly more dangerous. In fact, these aren't just dangerous, they are lethal. We've got the data from Barcelona about the increase in deaths from exposure to this type of optical radiation. We now have the official national statistics data from the British government to show this inexplicable massive increase in cancer deaths. You know, it's just unbelievable. I mean, this type of radiation can cause stroke, fit, etc. Okay, because it's a modulated frequency and is part of a weapons program. However, I digress. A lot of people don't like when I talk about weapon systems, okay, because it's an interest, and I've got a background in that as well. They're actually telling you that these are harmful, okay. So this lady is absolutely terrorized by our local council. She's going to start getting involved and start writing to them, etc. And obviously what happened in my case in Gateshead, in the courts in Newcastle, right, Gateshead Council tried to gag me to stop me telling the public how dangerous this equipment was. The judge stated in that court case that the LED and 5G networks had to be debated. He said this is a democracy. So there was a direction given in the court that the council just basically ignored, because these criminals would just ignore anything. It's like the police aren't investigating the injections. This crime is not being investigated by the Met, but they've had all of the evidence, they're not investigating it, because they are part of a criminal conspiracy to cover up the mass murder, including them. This includes them. It's how stupid these ignorant people are. How foolish. Right? The other thing, because like I said, I want to give you the tools. Now, the people that know me know I was involved in this, okay? They also know I was involved in the production, drilling, and understand the oil and gas industry pretty well. So when I got this narrative about energy prices are increasing, etc., I thought, hang on a minute, I'm going to look into this. So immediately, I went and looked at the trading, right, of oil and gas over a significant number of years. Okay, now we've got these leaflets, carry on lying, because they're lying to you, we're getting more coming. I want you to get in touch and get them. Okay, this little box here, you can put a telephone number in or put a little stamp on it, you know, and get a meeting on, you know, whether it be a stand in the park or a local club. Go and speak to social clubs, pubs, etc., that are being lied to. They're being told that the energy prices went up, when as a matter of fact, it was significantly higher in earlier years. Significantly higher than what it is today. It's less than that today, by the way, and it's been dropping over the period. So consequently, we're being lied to. And nobody in your political class, your MPs, not a single one, is standing up in Parliament and explaining this. Not one. I've never heard any debate about you being terrorised, right, by the threat of you having your energy increases, and this will cause bodily harm. Once again, like this is terrorism. They're terrorising the population to cause harm for a political agenda. It's in breach of the terror laws. And the terror laws specifically state you can't fund terrorist organisations. So if you're paying these characters, you're funding a terrorist attack on the country, because, like I said, these green liblab con men, right, none of them speaking about it. So why aren't they telling the public that, unfortunately, they're being gaslighted about the energy price, which is significantly less than what it was over these historic periods? So many years, you know, this is 2010, all the way to this 2008, yeah, $140 a barrel. Where's it here? Under 90. So you're being lied to. So get them out to your local cabbies, your local hairdressers, any shop, fish shops, fish and chips. Get them out there. Go to your restaurants, start getting these leaflets, get them out there. These are the tools to stop this crime. Because the BBC aren't going to tell you that they're lying. Your MP's not going to tell you that they're lying. I mean, we've got scum MPs who tell you these are perfectly safe. All right? We've got scum MPs who tell you that 5G perfectly safe. Without any evidence at all. No science, no evidence. Just words coming out their mouth, which are false. False witness testimony against the people to harm them. And not only them, themselves. I mean, it just shows what they've got between their ears is a lump of wood. Right? They've got their wooden heads. The only thing between their ears is a lump of wood. And the only thing that actually makes them do anything is when they're getting that. The only thing that turns them is when they're getting that. Right? Their mouths are stuffed with that much cash. They can't even protect or stand up for the people who voted for them. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you carry on, right, with your green liblab con merchants, it's all at sea. So, there is a political solution to this, okay? I'm telling everybody, get involved as best you can. Get the information about the lies. This one affects everybody. And I believe this is the straw that broke the camel's back, okay? They've done a little bit too much. They've went a little bit too far. We've got all the evidence. So, magneteers, absolutely key. Political cover, also very helpful. And get the leaflets. We'll get them sent out to you. Obviously, we've been caught out before sending stuff out to people who don't do anything with them. So, what we do is we expect a donation towards the postage. That helps, and then it means that if they just go to somebody who's going to stick them in the bin, it doesn't really affect what we're doing, and we can get more. We're buying more. We'll just keep on buying more, and we'll just keep putting them out there. So we're going to get these done. These are good to stick on car windows, etc. Also helpful, and you can put your telephone number there to get people in local clubs, and let's start talking about this. Let's get the information out there, because it's all to blame. We've got all the tools now that we need to to bring these cult members in this political narrative to an end. I got fact-checked the other day from Facebook for putting up a scientific study where all the climate scientists say that climate change is not happening. I got fact-checked. So we'll get fact-checked about everything. And now it's the climate. What next? That the energy price is high? Is that the next one? I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up. But anyway, let's get at it, everybody, and get this shared everywhere.